This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting officers during the breach of the U.S. Capitol in January. Federal prosecutors say videos show Thomas Patrick Hamner of El Paso County fighting with police over a makeshift barricade and joining other rioters in using a large metal sign to try to break through a line of officers to get into the building. He is the 10th Coloradan to be arrested for participating in the Capitol insurrection. So far, two have pleaded guilty. Colorado has activated a key emergency measure to cope with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The crisis standards of care for staffing enacted on Tuesday come as coronavirus hospitalizations are as high as they've been since December. The change gives hospitals greater leeway to move workers around to care for patients who are sicker than those workers would normally be qualified to care for. The idea is to help hospitals deal with staff shortages, illness, workload, and burnout. The state previously activated these protocols during last fall's surge. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's flu season and the outlook is complicated. Dr. Richard Webby is an infectious disease specialist in Tennessee. He tells CPR that it's hard to predict what this year will look like.
It's possible, again, we'll breeze through this without much flu activity, but the possibilities are all the way up to, you know, quite a severe season, just because we don't have as much immunity as we typically do.
Dr. Webby says normally the flu vaccine prevents disease half the time. It's still too early to tell what this year's vaccine will do. This is CPR News and KRCC.